Beginning tonight's Shir and Simon Reish Samach Aleph, we are up to Sif Gimel, which is the second line on page Lamed Aleph, the page following 66. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Mi she'enu baki b'shir zeh, one who is not an expert at figuring out these different times, and we'll see specifically he's not an expert on knowing when Shkia is, Yadlik ba'ot sha'shemesh b'rosh ha'ilano, so he should light candles already when the sun is at the top of the trees, that way he knows for sure that he's safe. If it's a cloudy day, he should light the candles while the roosters are sitting on the beams while it is still day, if you know when that is. If a person is in the field where there are no roosters, he should light when the ravens are sitting while it is still day. So these are different times that would help to figure out exactly what time it is to make sure that you light before Shkia. I'd like to read two Mishaburas and then just express an interesting question that I saw brought down on this Mechaber. The Mishabura says in Sivkaton Chavba Berosh HaIlanos, O Berosh HaGagos HaGvoim, either the sun should be on the top of the trees or it should be on the top of the high roofs. Sivkaton Chav Zayin, if it's a Yom HaMu'un on a cloudy day, V'hu Adin Kishiyesh Lo Mora Sha'o Shaholech B'tov. The same din applies if a person has a watch that works very well. V'yodeya al yedei zeh emasehu zman hashkia, and he knows what time is shkia. Yochol lismoch olav. He can rely on his watch to know when the zman hashkia is to make sure he lights before that. The question that I saw that some achronim handle over here is that this is the Mechaber speaking. If you remember in the last sif, we had a whole discussion. The Mechaber says that the zman of Tosefes Shabbos is from Shkia till 58 and a half minutes later, which is when Ben Hashmashah starts. And Ben Hashmashah is the next 13 and a half minutes. So why would we need to light before Shkia? According to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to light before Shkia. You're not Yotze, you're Hadlaka before Shkia. Just like we hold the Ramah, like we saw last time, that by Plag HaMincha already, you can't make Shabbos any earlier. According to the Mechaber, you weren't allowed to make it earlier than the Zman of Shkia, the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos. You had the option of the 58 and a half minutes. So why would the Mechaber be telling you now, Zmanim that are before Shkia, to make sure you light before Shkia? According to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to light before Shkia. So some say the Mechaber is lav dafka. He doesn't mean to do hadlaka. He just means you want to be the most careful so you'll stop doing malacha then. He doesn't really mean to light the candles because you won't be yotze, you're hadlaka, according to the Mechaber, if these zmanim are before Shkia. I saw there others want to say these zmanim are maybe after Shkia, but that's a discussion that has to be had, legabi the shita of the Mechaber, that seemingly Siv Gimel doesn't follow from what he said in Siv Beis. That being said, let's move on to Siv Dalad. Achar anias baruchu, after one answers Baruch Hu, Afal pi shadayin yomhu, even though it is still daytime outside, ein ma'arvin ve'ein tomnim, you can't make an eriv and you can't do hatmana, mishum dehu kible l'shabbos alei, because you were makabel Shabbos. By answering Baruch Hu, you were makabel Shabbos. So even though we learned in the beginning of the Siman that during Bein HaShmashosh, which is a Safek Yom, Safek Laila, you can make an Erev Chatzeros, and you can do Atmana. Here we're saying if you were Mekabel Shabbos already, even if it was before Bein HaShmashosh, by answering Baruch Hu, then that's already Kabel Shabbos, and therefore you can't even do an Erev or Atmana. Ulididon, and for us, Havi Amiras Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos Kanias Baruch Hu Lididhu. For us, saying the capital of Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, which is before Baruch Hu, that is accepting Shabbos, just like they had by Baruch Hu in their days. So therefore, according to the Mechaber, when we say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, that is being Mekabel Shabbos. The Mishabura says in Sivkaton Chav Ches, Anias Baruch Hu, Mishum Dehu Hascholas Tfilas Arvish Shal Shabbos. Since Baruch Hu is the beginning of the Mariv Tfilah for Shabbos, L'kach ha'kol portion ozm malacha, therefore everyone stops then to do malacha. Like we'll see later in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Siv Yud. Dehu kemi shekibel olav kedusha Shabbos beferish. That's as if you were mekabel and accepted upon yourself the kedusha of Shabbos explicitly by answering Baruch Hu. Va'aser oz b'chol ha'syogim v'ha'gederim shegodru chazal l'Shabbos. And then you're also right away, and all the Rabbanans, any Siyogim, any Gedarim that Chazal made for Shabbos are already forbidden. Kigon, for example, Lichnos la merchatz la hazia ba'alma, to go into the bathhouse just to sweat alone, v'kol shekem b'rechitza b'chamin, and certainly to wash yourself in hot water, v'chi agavna b'chol ha'shvusin, and so too any other Issed Rabbanan. Now, in note 34, he gives us a little bit of background information, like this gzeira of Lahazia, which really we'll see later, but let's read note number 34. Shemishum rechitza b'cham en gozru al hanichnas lahazia. They asked a person to go into the merchas to sweat because of washing with hot water. Later, sha'aser lirchos b'cham en b'shabbos, that you're aser to wash with hot water on Shabbos. Va'afilu huchmu mi'erev Shabbos, even if the water was heated up from before Shabbos. Ubetam adover kosav amishaburasham, shugzeira shema yovo lachamim mayim b'shabbos. We don't allow you to wash your body with hot water on Shabbos, because you might come to heat up the water on Shabbos. Umachmas gzeira zu gozru shaloli kones la merchas lazia. And for that, they also made gzeira that you shouldn't even go into the bathhouse to sweat. The Mishavur explains over there, Shumi pnei ovrei avera shayun nechnasim lehisrachetz v'omrin mezia manachnu. There was a time when they only asked washing, because it might come to heating up the water, and people would go in to wash, and they would say, oh, we're only going to the shvitz, we're only going to sweat, we're not really washing. So because of those ovrei avera, Chazal felt they had to asked even further, and they asked even going into the Beis HaMerchatz, just for sweating, just for lahaziyah. It's not so much our sugi here. The point is that once you mekabel Shabbos with Baruch Hu, so all the derabbanans are chal. Even these derabbanans are just giving us examples of the isurei derabbanan that would be chal when you answer Baruch Hu, even though it is still day. Back to the Mishabura, he continues and says, "Uboha mechaber lashmeina." The mechaber is coming to teach us that afilu osan dvarim sheetiru bebein hashmashos. Even those things that they permitted in bein hashmashos, like we learned earlier in the siman. Kigon eruvei chatzeros v'atmana, like making an erev chatzeros so you can carry an hatmana to insulate your dishes, your pots. Tehu bevadai letzarech Shabbos, and those are for sure needs of Shabbos. V'hu adin kol shvush hu letzarech mitzvah, and so too any iser d'rabbanon that is for the purposes of a mitzvah. Afilu hachi aser kan, even though it will be mutter during ben hashmashos, which is a suffix whether it's day or whether it's a night. Here, where it's vadai day, but you will makabel Shabbos, it will be aser. V'atam, and the reason is the kevun the kibel olav Shabbos beferish. Since you were makabel Shabbos explicitly, like we said before, that answering Baruch Hu is like being makabel Shabbos explicitly. Afshu zman harbe kodem ben hashmashos, even though it is now a time that is way before ben hashmashos, chomer be ben hashmashos be bli kabbalah. It's much more chomer during the day before ben hashmashos with an explicit kabbalah of Shabbos than ben hashmashos, which is a suffix. Maybe it's already Shabbos if you don't have an explicit kabbalah. Ulefize, according to this, lo yitzuyar ha'teira v'bein hashmashos hanal l'inyan eruvei chatzeros v'atmana. According to what we're saying now, it will not come up, the heter that we said earlier, that during bein hashmashos you can make an erev chatzeros and you can do atmana v'chiagavna and similar things. Rakim hu b'makom she'en sham tzibur. Only if you're in a place where there are no Jews, there's no tzibur there, you're there by yourself. The ilav hachi, because if not so, the vaday rov hatzibur kiblu kfar Shabbos bein hashmashos. How could you have the heter during bein hashmashos to do certain malachos for a dvar mitzvah if when the tzibur is makabel Shabbos and you're locked into it, as we see here, v'amiyot nimshachim achrem bal korchon. As we know, we'll see later on that yechidim are pulled after the tzibur. If there's one minyan and they're makabel Shabbos already at a certain time, so the yechidim are thrown into that chiyuv as well. And therefore, the only way you could have a heter to actually do a malacha l'tzarech Shabbos, to tzarech mitzvah during bein hashmashos, is if you're on your own. Because if you're around the tzibur no doubt was already makabel Shabbos, and you're locked into their kabbalah Shabbos. So it limits very much the heter that we have in Siv Aleph, that you're going to be allowed to do malacha for a tzarech mitzvah during bein hashmashos. Because once the tzibur is makabel Shabbos, it already locks you in. So it has to be that was talking about a case where you are on your own, you're in a place where there is no minyan. We'll get to that soon in greater detail. Look in the Bir Halacha where he brings down that many Achronim write, this limitation, this that it locks you into Shabbos and asers any malacha midrabanan, even for the bar mitzvah afterwards, is dafka by answering baruch Hu, because that's the kabbalah Shabbos of the tzibur, of the public. Avil im yochid kibi olav Shabbos mibod yom. But if an individual was in some random place on his own and he's makabel Shabbos early, lo chomer mibein hashmashos. In that case, it won't be more chomer mibein hashmashos. V'chein mashim magin avram sivkotan zayin. Now, if you look at note 38, he explains this. Ubatama Dover, the reason why we're differentiating between the Kabbalah of the Tzibur by Baruch Hu, where it locks you into Shabbos, and Isur the Rabbanon or Usher even for the Bar Mitzvah, versus a Yochid be Makabel Shabbos early, where he's not as locked in, it follows the rules of Ein HaShmoshos, and he could be lenient for a Dvar Mitzvah during that time. Ubatama Dover, Kosova Shari Tshuva B'Shem HaDogum Rivava, the Shari Tshuva brings over here, in the name of the Dogum Rivava, Shekesha Yochid Makabel Olof, when an individual is Makabel Shabbos, Einu Makabel El Tosefa Shabbos. An interesting chiluk. A Yochid who's Makabel Shabbos, really he's just be Makabel Tosefa Shabbos. An added extra time for Shabbos. The Einu Ela Mitzvah Aseh, like we saw previously in this siman, and that's only a Mitzvah Aseh. There will be no Kares over there, there will be no Lav over there. V'lochein Yesh Lahokel B'Shvush Shehum Derabbanan. And therefore we would be allowed to be lenient in a case of an Issur Derabbanan for a Dvar Mitzvah. Ma She'en Kein La'achar Amiras Baruch Hu, which is not the case with a Tzibur accepted Shabbos through the answering of Baruch Hu, Bepashtus Mekabel Atmo as Kedusha Shabbos Mamish. There we assume you're Mekabel the Kedusha of Shabbos. Not Tosefes Shabbos, which is only a Mitzvah Seh, but the actual Kedusha Shabbos, V'lochein Dino K'Shabbos Atzma, and therefore it follows the full rules of Shabbos. That's an interesting chiluk of being Mekabel Shabbos on your own. So it's very interesting if you're in a place by yourself and you're Mekabel Shabbos early, and then you realize that Dvar Mitzvah needs to be doubled in Issur D'Rabbanan, so there would be grounds to be lenient in certain circumstances, like we learned in Sif Aleph, more than if you were Mekabel Shabbos early with a minyan at a regular time when they make early Shabbos, the Tzibur, when you answer Baruch Hu, so then you're already off limits to do any of these Issur D'Rabbanan, even the Tzarech Mitzvah. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura. We're up to Sif Katan Chav Tes. So we said in the Mechaber, after you answer Baruch Hu, Afal Pish Adayin Yomhu, you're limited, you can't do an Erev, you can't do Hatmana. Says the Mishabura, Shadayin Yomhu, Ratzalomar Afilu Hu Zman Harbe Kodem Ben Hashmashos, even if it's much before Ben Hashmashos, Kolshu Achar Plaga Mincha, according to what we hold like the Ramah, as long as it's after Mincha, even if it's way before Ben Hashmashos, you would be locked in to Kabbalah Shabbos when you answer Baruch Hu. And ein ma'arvin sefkot and lamed afilu dvar mitzvah, even for purposes of a mitzvah. And then the Mechaber told us at the end that for us, the answering of, or the saying of Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos is the same as the answering of Baruch Hu for them. So says the Mishavura in sefkot and lamed aleph, the mistama kevan shemaskir Shabbos havi kekabbalah. Since you said Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos and you mentioned Shabbos, that's like a Kabbalah. The cost of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, the Ata Nohogim Lomar Mizmor Shir, now the Minhag is the same Mizmor Shir, Vafilu Hachi Osin Kol Moloch Ad Baruch Hu. The Magen Avraham writes, in his time, even though we said Mizmor Shir, the Minhag is to continue doing Molocha until Baruch Hu, the Kabbalah Shabbos is only by Baruch Hu. Vahainu Kishazmanu Kodem Ben Hashmashos. Obviously he's talking about where you're doing it early, you're davening early, and it's before Ben Hashmashos. The reason is Mishum de Meikara Hochi Kiblu Alayu, because originally that's the way they were Makabalot. The Ain Miskavnim Bazil Kabbalah. And they're not having Kavanah to be Makabal Shabbos, and they say Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. And therefore, the Magen Avraham writes that even after Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, you can do Malacha until Baruch Hu. However, it says the Chofetz Chaim Vechol Zeh Bizman HaMagen Avraham. That's all only true in the days of the Magen Avraham. But in our places, Hamino Kayom, the custom nowadays is Miyad Sha'omrim Mizmor Shir Mikabu Matsiwur Shabbos Alayu. Once we say Mizmor Shir, we are Mikabu Shabbos, and it's Shabbos. The Osir B'chol HaMalachos, and you're also to do any Malacha, Afilu Adayin Hayom Godol, even if it's the light outside, it is forbidden. The Kosa B'Sefer Derech Chachma, the Sefer Derech Chachma writes, Dehu Adin B'Mikomo Shenu Hogim Lomer Lachadodi. That so too in places where the minhag is to say lechadodi umesayim bo ichala, and they end off with bo ichala, have a kabbalah Shabbos mamish. That is kabbalah Shabbos mamish v'ayin tosefes Shabbos. So here we have a third stage. We go from Baruch Hu to Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos to even earlier to lechadodi. If you look at note 39, he explains the kabbalah Shabbos shemekabel ayidei amiras mizmor lechadodi, and that which we're accepting Shabbos upon ourselves by saying that tefillah of the Chadodi of Nissen Krelitz explains, Shehi b'siyom ha-mizmor, that's at the end of the mizmor, kishomrim bo'i chala, like the mashmos of the Mishabura, when we end up with the bo'i chala, that is Kabbalah Shabbos. Then he says an interesting thing, u'b'mekomo shemenachlem es ha-veilem ha-boim lo'es ha-knes es la'achar ha-miras l'chadodi, in places where they do nicham ha-veilem, that the ha-veilem come into shul, and everyone says ha-mokim minachem after l'chadodi, kodem mizmor shil yom ha-shabbos, so Rav Yosef says, sha'adovar mochiach she'enom mikabum es ha-shabbos elo ba-miras mizmor shir. the minhag in that shul is you're menachem avelim afterwards, and you try to do that before Shabbos, so that shows that they're never makabel Shabbos in the Chadodi, and then the rule for that shul would be that kabbalah Shabbos is by mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. I would like to begin the next siman, page 68, just to start halacha aleph in siman reish amud beis.
That's for all Shabbos.
That's what it sounds like from Rav Yosha, that since they do that on certain Shabbos when there is an avil, so that's megala that they're not makabel Shabbos at that time. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Simon Reish Samach Beis, we're on page 68. Yisader Shulchono V'yatzia Hamitos. A person should set up his table and make his beds, or his chairs, as we'll see. V'yisakein kol inyone habayis, and prepare all the things of the house. Kedei sheyimtzeenu oruch u'musuder bevo mebeis haknesa. So when he comes back from shul, so the house is all set up and ready for Shabbos. Says the Ramah, via shulchano aruch kol yom haShabbos. The table should be set, meaning with a tablecloth, the entire Shabbos. V'chein haminog, that is the custom. V'ein l'shanos, one should not change from that. Says the Mishabura, sifkotan aleph, shulchano, person should be mesader shulchano, may erev Shabbos l'leile Shabbos. Means to say, he should already be setting his table on erev Shabbos for the suda that's going to be leil Shabbos. He also should be yatzia ha-mitos of cotton bays, sheyoshvin aleihen. This is talking about mitos that they used to sit on. But if you look at note number 2, he says in the notes, v'akiso shevizmanenu, our chairs nowadays, our chashulchan writes, sheim muchanim liyeshiva, they're ready for sitting without doing anything, they ain't shayach b'hem din zeh. And this din, you don't have to make up anything with the chairs, the chairs are good to go the way they are, but the Mishabura says, v'tov shetia mutzas gam ha-mitos sheyoshvin aleha. But Zokta Mishabura, even though the Mechaber is talking about the chairs that you sat on, the beds that you sat on while you ate, so for us that's not Nogea, but what it is Nogea is what the Mishabura ends off and says, that it's good to have your beds made before Shabbos that you're going to sleep on as well. Sifkaton Gimel.
He actually says all the tables, not just the tables in the dining room.
We're going to get to that. That's the Bir Halacha. So once you mention it, let's look at the Bir Halacha. If you look at the first Bir Halacha, Yisader Shulchano, Hainu b'cheder shu ochel sham. This is talking about setting the table in the room in which you're going to eat. Bevadai, hainu b'cheder shu ochel sham. Bevadai tzar lechasos kol ha-shulchano sheyesham. In the room that you're going to be eating, you for sure have to set up and put a tablecloth on all the tables that are in the room. V'afilu b'yaser ha-chadorin gam kein efshir d'roi lasos kein. And Zakta Bir Halacha, that in the other rooms, it's possible that you also, it would be fitting to put tablecloths there as well. The Ayin Bel Yoav Prim Megadim. So there's an Inyan, clearly, to cover all the tables. Even the place that you're not eating, he says, but there's a tzad that you should cover those as well. Says the Mishabura Vaitis Ekotan Gimel. This is going on that which the Ramah said, that the Shulchan should be Aruch Kol Yom HaShabbos. Shezehu Kovet Shabbos. That is the proper honoring of Shabbos. V'omru chachamenu zal, our chachamim tell us, shnei malochei hasharis melavin lo la'odom bi'erev Shabbos yibes haknesses lebeiso. Two malochim, two ministering angels escort a person on erev Shabbos or on leil Shabbos from the beis haknesses to his house. Echad tov ve'echad ra. There's one good angel and one bad angel. Kishabo lebeiso umotzon nerdoluk. And when they come to the house and they find candles lit, the shulchan aruch and the table set, umita mutzas, and the beds are made. Malach tov omer, the good malach says, yiratzon shehei kein l'shabbos haba. He gives a bracha, should be the will of Hashem, that they should live through the week and they should be zocha to have it again like this next week. Umalach ra ona amen bal korcho. And the bad malach is forced to answer amen to this bracha of the good malach. V'imlav hu lehepech. And if it's not that way, if they come to the house and they see it's not set up properly, the table is not set, the candles are not lit, the beds are not made, so then it's the opposite chas v'shalom, that the bad malach will give a klala, and the good malach will be forced to answer amen to his klala. Tov lefanos kurei akabish me'abayas mibodyom. It is good to get rid of spider webs from the house on Friday, lenakos esabayas lekavod Shabbos. As a way of cleaning the house for kavod Shabbos, we saw that this al pisod, the shlub brings it down, that one should get rid of spider webs on Friday. He also brings out that it's a skula for Shalom Bayis. V'tov lizor b'sudas ha'laylo shlo lizrok dovar b'bayis chutz la'shulchan. One should be careful during his suda at night not to throw anything in the house outside the table. Don't throw any of the leftovers off the table anywhere else in the house. Im ein darko l'chaber es ha'bayis b'dovar ha'mutter. If it's not the way to sweep the floors around the table afterwards in a permissible way, so make sure you don't throw any of your crumbs or any of your garbage outside of the table because it's going to make the house messy. But avada, if you're going to sweep in a permissible way around your table, so then this wouldn't be an issue. So he writes again. So totally zar besudas alaylo shul lizrok davar bebayis chutz la shulchan im ein daku luchaberes abayis bedavar amutter achar sudazo. If you're not going to sweep the floor in a permissible way after this suda, kedesh lo yinavel sabayis, so you shouldn't make the house dirty. And so too, the day suda, same thing applies if you're not going to be sweeping it halachically the right way afterwards. Sivkot and Dalad, we said the table should be set the whole Yom HaShabbos. The table should be set all the way till after Havdalah. In note number 6, he points out, if you take off the tablecloth after Havdalah, when you come to eat Malav Malka later, so you should, we'll see later, you should put a tablecloth back on and you should be setting your table for Malav Malka. Says the Mishabura, Yesh Nohagam Leo Shte Mapos Ala Shulchan Milvad Hal Yonash Ala Lechem. There are those who have accustomed to have two tablecloths on their table besides the higher cloth that's covering the bread. Besides the challah cover, they have two tablecloths on the table. Mishum Keshem Minarim HaMapa Nimsa Shulchan Magula. Because if you only have one tablecloth, when you take it to shake it out, the table is revealed. So you see how serious we take the idea of the tables being covered, that it goes so far as to have two tablecloths, that when you shake one out from the crumbs, you don't even leave for those few moments the table bare, that there should be a tablecloth always there. We'll stop here, and Amir Tashem, we'll finish the siman tomorrow.